Hello, good morning, listeners. Here is Siva Schubert with Bohemian Inspiration again. Today's topic is a very important topic. Topic about self-love. How can you love yourself 100%? What does it mean, actually, self-love for you? You know that a lot of us, we have low self-esteem. And why we have a low self-esteem? Because we are comparing each other. We compare with the others all the time. You know, I did the same in the past because I was only led by symbols. And that means that you look at your neighbor. Oh, does he or she has a better car? Okay. You only check your Facebook that you get another likes or dislikes. You are controlling yourself, not somebody else. That means that you don't accept yourself for 100%. What's the next? Your expectations of society. Precisely. I had these expectations as well, all the time. And I did not realize that the expectations of myself are at the first place, not the expectations of somebody else. We are so led by the others, and often most of the people live the life of somebody else. Why? Let me explain you something. You go to your work, your boss asks something, you hate it. You don't like to do this. You disagree. But your subconscious mind says, I have kids at home. I have huge mortgage. So I need to survive. Do you think that you love yourself for 100% if you are thinking like this? Do you recognize yourself that you don't do what you love? Because when your work is your love, it doesn't feel like work at all. We say very easy, very simple. Like, of course, it's easy to love myself. Why not? I love myself. But if you don't do what you love, I don't think so that you love yourself 100%. And next one, which I learned from my teachers, Louise Hay and Wayne Dyer, is the mirror work. When you wake up in the morning and when you look in the mirror, what do you see? Look into your eyes. What do you see? Do you see yourself as you really want to be? Do you see yourself as you really want to be happy? Be yourself with all your imperfections? Or do you only look at the spots on your face, or your big nose, or your big ears, or your maybe curly hair, or short legs? When you don't stop with it, when you don't embrace yourself as you are, and when you really don't love your imperfections, because you know what Audrey Hepburn said, imperfect, it means I am perfect. Nobody is perfect. Neither me, neither you. Nobody. Also, the photo models you see, maybe in the magazines or maybe at the catwalk, do you think that they love themselves for 100%? And then they are suicide or anorexia or bulimia? Why? Because they are led by the others, ruled by the others, to really achieve somebody's expectations. And what is beauty, actually? If we really don't know what the real beauty is. So is it objective or subjective? And what's the next one? Do you often go for a walk? Are you silent? Do you read your books? Listen to your favorite music? Or do you sit very often in front of your television, which tells you usually lies or something to brainwash your brain? The part of the word of Tola vision is vision. So your vision is distracted by the, of course, telly. So close. Shut down your TV and go out. Breathe the fresh air in the nature. Watch the animals. Feel your heart and feel your solar plexus. Is it really you? Or are you ruled by somebody else? Are you ruled by symbols? What is your own truth? What's next? Pleasing everybody. I used the same all my life. Oh my goodness. They have to like me. Everybody have to like me. Not at all. To love yourself doesn't mean that you are a narcissist. Of course not. But it means that if your colleague or your friends don't reply, it's okay. Doesn't matter. So when your colleagues or friends don't reply or write back to you, or they don't respond, okay, that's okay. It has nothing to do with you. Don't be nervous about it, because realize that they probably have or have to deal with something you really don't know. And the best way is to let go. Don't push anything. What's next? When I let go a lot of things, I didn't try to push, to fit, to please, to be there, to attend this meeting, to attend there, everywhere, please everybody, and stay silent. A lot of things started to happen and came to me just on my way as I wanted, what I dreamed. So stop compete. In the past, I wrote a lot of contracts and a lot of stuff was based on hard skills. So we had to compete all the time. We also had to fight for our position. But you know, competition, fight, these are men words, not the words of women. And if we will continue with these words, we will never go to a peaceful leadership, what we want. So stop competition. When you stop competition, start to be yourself in the process of your being, not all the time doing something, you start to be also more happy. And do you also know that all of us, when they are in a dark moment, and I know it from my own experience, they are looking for light. Light meaning looking for pleasure with food or drugs or wine, or to be accompanied with people to get them well. You don't realize that when you don't solve your own issues first, when you are continuously looking for somebody else, it's like a cyclone, like a circle, and you will be like this mouse or rat, continuously making these circles and not going anywhere. So look also at your dark side, because it's important to see the light at the end. These dark sides are hidden aspects of yourself. Listen carefully. And what I would like also to say about food is I ate all my life junk food, a lot of sugar, a lot of fat, and I did not feel good quite often. You know that what you eat is also has to do with self-love. When somebody is bothering you, or you are disappointed of somebody stopped to love, or broken relationships, I often hear that people start to drink or smoke or to eat a lot of junk food. Why? Why this destructive thinking? You are hurting yourself. You are not hurting somebody else, only yourself. And that means that you don't love yourself at all. I cannot mention 1%. You don't love yourself at all. When you start to eat these beautiful blueberries in the morning, and when I take my lemonade and a lot of cinnamon. Oh my goodness, I feel so energized because the whole universe is energy. And when you are energized, your body speaks before you even open your mouth. I hope you enjoyed my today's podcast, and I would like to give you more topics about self-love and the law of attraction, because self-love is the most important in your life to heal yourself and to get there where you want to start to be, to grow, and to come at the place you want to be, to reach your goals, to reach your success, happiness, joy, and freedom. Have a great day and speak to you next week. Bye bye.